Hey, Dims.
Hey, Sol.
Looks like we're going controversial again.
Come on, Sol. What's on your mind?
What do you mean?
Well, the title of the episode says a lot.
I think you like to blame people, don't you?
Think you're playing the victim again, aren't you?
Anyway, looks like we've got a few topics in hand to deal with. See you in a bit.
Yeah, see you in a sec.
Welcome back. Looks like we will be covering a few juicy topics then.
Yeah, we have a handful of topics. Do you think we can cover it in a 20-minute episode?
Well, I hope so. First of all, Dims, do you know what incel means?
Not really. So go on then, Sol. Enlighten us. What does it actually mean?
Well, it's short for involuntary celibate. Whilst I was looking this up, I found that from the Cambridge Dictionary, it states, a member of a group of people on the internet who are unable to find sexual partners despite wanting them, and whom express hate towards people whom they blame for this.
To understand that bit, is someone who wants it but can't get it. But what's the group bit?
So it's a collective people together, so you can get people in online posts, for example, on a Reddit post.
A group. It can't be on your own. You can't be I suppose you won't be a cell, then you'll just be an in. Right, okay.
No, you could be. I don't see why not.
Okay.
But it's a subculture, isn't it? It's a people together. It's not an individual.
Is it a derogatory term where you diss someone and say, oh, you're an incel? Or are there actually people saying, hey, I'm an incel. Like, this is what I...
It could be. There could be some people talking about it as they do prefer being that. There's many aspects as well into it.
I don't know who would wanna be that. I wanna have sexual relations, but I can't have it. Is a lot different than saying I want to have sexual relations, but I won't have it due to religious or moral grounds. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, those groups I can get. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it depends on the person, how they're looking at the point of view. So we don't know what they're thinking. Think of it as a child. I mean, we're old men.
Speak for yourself, Sol. I'm still young. Abita Medjavanahu.
Yeah, I'd say your younger heart, you know, just like myself, obviously you've aged and you know a bit more about the world. So someone who's like maybe a teenager.
Yes, Sol, I'll take that as a compliment. I am wise beyond my years. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
When they say, you know, those childlike men.
Yeah, yeah.
You've heard them. Child. Yeah.
Yeah. Men child. They don't grow up. Yeah,
exactly. So they might be referring to them. I don't know. It's not a specific term. I mean, mostly it's designed for male. Well, I don't know. Can you define what a male is now? Because
I was going to say now, but okay, just on that. So there's obviously a mixture going on nowadays. So it's known as males. Are there female incels that when you've researched or looked into this that you've come across?
Most ones are male and they're often Caucasian.
Because of that example you gave, it's actually, you would just picture a male. So if I said a person who's a loser, does nothing, lives in their mother's basement, you know, and just plays video games. Instantly, what gender do you think of?
Males.
Yeah, hetero male,
yeah,
isn't it?
Hetero male, yeah.
Yeah, so it's got that label to it for some reason.
You have to have other aspects in life, that you have to grow up, should we say.
Yeah, so when you were a child, you were a child. When you're a man, you're a man. You know, there's a difference. But man, it's almost... They don't grow up. They don't grow out of that thing. But there's more to it than it's not even just not growing up. It's not. It's more of a, I want this thing and I can't have it. So now I'm mad at the world. So I'll just hate everyone.
So you've hit the nail in the head.
Oh, have I got it? Yay!
Yeah.
What do I get? What prize do I get?
Nothing, bro.
Oh, lame.
Okay. So let's move forward now. On to the next, the pill movement. I'm assuming you know these.
Well, yeah, I am familiar with some of it.
Which ones?
Well, the pill movement, so the red pill and the blue pill, I believe that comes from that movie Matrix. So yes. It represents a choice between willingness to learn the potential life-changing truth.
Are you looking this up or?
I'm aware of this. By taking the red pill.
Okay.
Or by remaining content with the experience of the fake reality or the ordinary reality by taking the blue pill.
Okay.
And like I said, it comes from the movie, if you've not seen it, I mean, it's old now. It's 1999, wasn't it?
Yes.
The Matrix.
It's over 20 odd years now.
So it's like when the character Morpheus gives Neo the choice.
Exactly.
So to pick one.
If you take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
You know, you either liberate yourself to the truth of what is actually happening, or you stay in cuckoo land and just believe everything you're fed, you know, like now, a drone.
If you had the choice, which one would you go for?
That's a no-brainer, bro. I'd go for the red pill. I'd want to know the truth. Like they say, the truth shall set you free.
Oh, the truth always prevails. That's another phrase as well.
But, that is very true, my friend.
Yeah. But there are people there that would prefer taking the blue pill as well.
Yeah, like that. The chicken man in the movie. Yeah, that's what they call it, Cypher.
Yeah, Cypher, that was it, yeah.
I know that when I put it in my mouth, the Matrix is telling my brain that it is juicy and delicious. After 9 years, you know what I realize? Ignorance is bliss.
What would you take? Which pill would you take?
Definitely the red.
We would take the red pill. And like you said, there are, you know, you think, oh, well, who'd want to have the blue pill? There are people out there that would want the blue pill. Like, for example, our co-host, Niz Neo. He's a chicken, man. I'm sure he said that in an episode, or he just said that offline.
Well, that's a good question. How do we know what chicken actually tastes like?
Yeah. That's how I call him, Cypher. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I suppose there are people that would be like, well, it's all right, I'm used to it. But there, you know, plenty of people like that. Choose your pill, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
The truth is out there, so choose your pill.
The next topic in hand.
There it goes again. Yep.
Male toxicity.
Oh, God. You're going there, are you?
Well, we have to. We've covered the other two.
Masculine toxicity.
We're males, innit? We can talk about... I'm assuming we can call ourselves males. Can we?
Last time I checked, yeah, bro. I am male, so... I hope you can say the same.
What is a man?
What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets! But enough talk! How about you?
Oh, God. Well, male toxicity. I think it's a hidden agenda.
Okay.
And they're out to destroy the so-called alpha male or the stoic male or the... We've touched on it in another episode, the men of old. Like the difference between the men of old and the men of new. It's a new man and it's not got the same attributes as the old men used to have. Okay. And if you try to be that, there's like an agenda saying, well, you're toxic if you think like this or if you talk like this.
So in other words, you're saying it's a ideology they're trying to push, which isn't true.
Not so much an ideology that's not true. I think it's an agenda that certain powers to be would like to be implemented across the globe. I think there's also a gender and age sort of thing. There's a generational divide, and there's a time where the old, because roles back then were so defined, the women were right or wrong at home. They were looking after the family. They were cooking and cleaning. The men were the providers, sole providers of the family, and that was how the that's just how the family dynamic was. And now it's changed. Now you're finding most households, especially like nowadays with inflation and everything being just crazy expensive, a household is really would struggle to, you know, to rely on one income. So in a lot of households, you'll have both couples working. It's only fair if, you know, the female or one of the partners is actually working, that the other one also chips in the house. So you can't expect the woman to go
both. Do work and then cook and clean.
Come back and do all her traditional role. If she's kind of fulfilling a new age, modern role of bringing in the bread, you know, being a provider, being a joint provider. So in that way, maybe the man should, well, not maybe, it's only fair that the man joins in with some of the house chores, and it doesn't make him less of a man. It just makes, it's just new age. It's a different age and it's a different time.
Yeah, made some good points there.
Thank you. Can I have some sparkling water now, please?
No.
I only drink sparkling water, by the way.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
And the next one, we're talking about being a victim. Now, not just being a normal victim, being a victim for attention.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I think you understand what real victims are. I mean, they do exist. So if something happens, something traumatic happens, they're a victim. But you get victims who are craving for attention, such as Prince Harry and Meghan.
Meghan. Okay. Where you get Meghan from?
It's the way it's spelled. M-E-G-A-N. Like the way you try to pronounce vitamins.
Oh, right. American. I'll go on. Speak on that then. What do you mean by that?
Okay, I'm sure you know about this. When they're craving for attention, so they're always like, oh, when they did the Oprah interview and they said, oh, there's racism in the monarchy. Then they said, we didn't say that. It was the press that said it.
That is funny that you said that. I don't know if have you seen the Chris Rock special?
Everybody trying to be a victim. Like, well, what's this girl, Meghan Markle? Seemed like a nice lady and still going off complaining. Because she's so racist, they wanted to know how brown the baby's going to be. I'm like, that's not racist.
Yes.
On Netflix. He touches on this.
Yeah, he touches on
it. He actually says it perfectly when he says, you know, how can she be surprised? She married him. Did she not Google him? Did she not realize? They colonized half the world. Like, it's one of the most racist families out there. And he was saying it as well. He goes, it's her thing. Is not no one's saying that she didn't deal with some elements of racism.
I mean,
look what family she's going into.
Yeah.
It. But a lot of it was, like Chris Rock said, in-law shit she was dealing with. And she just couldn't hack it.
Mm-hmm. That's real life, isn't it? I mean, when you get married, you have to deal with your in-laws. You have to deal with your own family as well. You have to deal with your wife, kids.
A bit babyish. I mean, I don't know if you saw the documentary. I've seen a bit of it. I think the Queen... R.I.P. By the way, she
R.I.P.
She wore certain colors, like bright colors, because she was center of attention. Like, I couldn't wear green because the queen wore a green dress, or like baby shit. Like, she was crying over, like, oh, it was so traumatic. So I get that when you're saying false victims or fake victims, because it's like, oh, my heart goes out to you. You couldn't wear a certain dress on a certain, like, give it a rest, love. You know but what I mean? There's people that have real problems out there.
Exactly. So other people have far worse problems and they live with it and you don't hear about them.
It's victim, and that's it, outrage. There's a cancel culture. So people are so sensitive these days. People are like overly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because of the dynamic. So they're overly sensitive, yet in the same token, they're overly opinionated. So you want to speak, it's almost like that saying in it, don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house. So people have a lot to say, but when someone says something back to you, then it's like,
oh my word.
You start, yeah, so, then it's yeah. like, I can't, yeah. how dare you?
I mean, genuine ones that go through hardship, issues and all that. But mm-hmm. the problem that these attention victim people make is it make it difficult for the genuine ones. So how can you differentiate between a genuine and someone that's wants an attention? I think if you understand.
Kind of, yeah. You I suppose you look into, because anyone can be a victim, and it's easy to fall into that trap and feel sorry, like you touched on Megan. You know, initially I was, that's like a, I can't remember how many parts of that documentary, I've seen all of it by the way. Initially I was like, oh, you know, it's sad. And then in retrospect, when I sat down, I thought about it, like, really? Like, that's it. She's complaining about this. Like, it didn't make sense. So I could tell you a sob story about baking a cake and how difficult it was for me and, you know, how things went wrong. And you could be feeling sorry for me initially, but, you know, oh, Dims, that's difficult. Oh, you spent an hour on it. Oh, my gosh, no. And then it burnt the tray. Oh, God. And I'm, like, really sopping about in that. But when you put it into perspective, then you're like, Dims, chill. It was just a burnt cake. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah, so I can make you believe. So society will either fall for it or they'll be like, well, and I think...
Then it becomes two camps though, for and against.
Exactly, because the world is so connected, mm-hmm. these camps form and they get opinionated. So I know it's a rubbish example, but that's all I can think of off the top of my head, the baked cake that burnt, yeah. right? So I'm online... And I'm telling a story, okay. Now you come on and you're like, oh, chill, Dims, it's nothing, it's blah, blah. Now there's 10 other people that same day have burnt their cakes and they're really upset. They're going to join me and they're going to attack you and say, yeah. you don't know what it's like. Yeah. Don't, yeah, you don't know. He spent an hour, he bought the ingredients. How dare you? Whoop de woo. So they're in my camp. And then there might be other people jumping in your camp saying, well, mm-hmm. actually, Saul's right. Like, it's just a burnt cake, give it a rest. So it escalates, you get these camps, and it... Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Honestly, we should do a whole episode on this, but just because we've touched on it, let me just say, I think, you know what the problem... What do you think the problem is? And I think I know what the problem is, but let me see what you've got to say, and then I'll say what I think.
Social media plays a big problem and a part of this.
Bingo.
I think people should escape from it.
Yeah.
A couple of days... Cut the cord, get off the internet, whatever. Don't watch, don't do anything.
100% social media has exacerbated the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think we're in this era where everybody just wants to be right. Like, no one cares about the truth as much or...
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Putting things in perspective or logic or reason, it's about being right. I'm right, you're wrong. Like, that's it.
Oh, that reminds me of the Matilda story.
Because I'm big and you're small, and I'm right and you're wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Everyone's a trunchbull nowadays, unfortunately. Yeah, that's just how the world is. It's getting very, it's very me, me, me. It's very fake. It's all about yourself. More and more people are like that, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully we'll have to do another episode on this because we are running out of time. Yeah, hope everyone's enjoyed this episode. We're not expecting anyone to go out and cause trouble. So please do not take this to heart. Hope to see you people at the table next week. So that's a bye from me.
Well said, Saul. Couldn't said it better. Now the only thing remains is, where the hell is my sparkling water? On that note, see you next week, guys. Bye.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.